877-897-8345.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you on this sunny day here in the state of Minnesota, Tuesday, December 27th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murders, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence, and that the patriots that the globalists despise. Folks, we are them Americans. We are the dynamic duo. We are called the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we got 1 hour every day, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. We love when you weigh in. We love when you throw it out on the table for America to hear and for the 54 countries that listen to us on a daily basis to hear. If you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. The standard is found in Christ Jesus alone. Amen. So amen. Be it. Because, folks, I got to tell you this. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We have done over 331 high schools. If you'd like to know who we are, folks, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are also known as the cleanup crew. We clean up what others leave off. The Sons of Liberty. And when I'm saying cleanup, folks, I'm not talking about cleanup behind the President of the United States. I'm not talking about that cleanup.
That's a different cleanup.
Yeah,
crew.
We're talking about, you know, when the bases are loaded like Kathy just, we call her Kathy, folks.
Not the pants are loaded.
We don't
we're
call her Cowie,
bases.
We call her Kathy because she's so skinny now. So anyways, she's actually the producer back there. She's trying to always humor our listeners, and she does her best to try to stay on top of the intellect that's flowing here between me and the other guy. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
It takes a lot to clean up that.
One more thing, and I'll give it over to you, other guy. Folks, I want to tell you guys this, and I'm going to keep running this past you and throwing it at you until you hear what I'm telling you. This up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America, and don't forget it. I'll say it one more time. These up-and-coming elections, folks, are not about the survival of Obama, no matter what he'd have you think. It's about the survival of America, and forget it not.
And, folks, you can follow along with the stuff that we're talking about and the importance of what Bradley just said through Sons of Liberty Radio. If you go to the Facebook, you're going to start to understand what we talk about on a daily basis, a weekly basis. WorldNet Daily just posted again. Bradley's a contributor to a weekly column on WorldNet Daily as well as GCN. And that's on our Facebook page as you become a fan. So right on our homepage in the upper right-hand corner, become a fan of that and learn what they are teaching kids in public schools right now. Not just learn, but also learn what you can do about it. And that's part of the whole My War series for folks that have been following us for quite some time. What is this My War thing about? What is it about? It's about exposing what's happening, and it's about taking direct action. And we're talking about real direct action.
And resolve.
And to bringing resolve and to bringing solutions to this next generation. Also follow us as we go into this year, 2012, as we enter into college campuses and a variety of different other outlets to reach this next generation and to pull them out of the, what would you call
darkness.
It? Darkness. That's about it.
The obscurity.
And confront those sources that are speaking that darkness, which also you'll get more information on that. As many of you know, we have
but
a
they don't
right
like
now,
that. They don't like to be confronted.
The darkness doesn't?
No.
Of
I
course
mean,
not.
The professors don't
fight.
Like to be called out for what they promulgate
I'm just
because
good.
It's based on absolute foolishness.
That's right.
Yes.
And I'm glad that it's not professors listening to this show, but rather it is doers. Like
sorry.
Our gentleman who called, what was it, last week?
You know, but
he was a doer.
If I might remind everybody here, and you, Jake, and maybe rewind just a little bit, we have a lot of enemies, scoffers, atheists,
yes.
skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad
but
guys that do listen to us.
You know
they
your enemies.
Be, well, they listen to us because they know that we believe what we say.
That's right.
And they've never had that before because the professing Church of America has
right.
been a pretty much,
the
for the last four and five generations,
yeah.
a pushover generation.
That's right.
Yeah.
The professors like to sit on the sidelines, which is why it makes their blood boil to listen to the show and they shut it off. But our enemies listen because they know, okay, what's coming next? What's coming next on the aggressive front where God is moving? And he definitely is. And I quote Thomas Jefferson, I steer my bark with hope in the head, leaving fear astern. We don't fall victim to fear because we're moving forward, and that's where hope is, and that's where God is.
I heard on the way over here, I turned on conservative radio again for a second. Literally, folks, I listened to it for about 5 or 10 minutes a day just to see what the highlights are. And they were talking about in the Middle East how they were banishing Christianity. And I thought to myself, you know, they've been trying to do that for 6,000 years
now. How's that working for you?
Yeah, how is that working for you? I mean,
the
minute they begin to attack the church, my Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, the seed of the righteous as forever, and the Lord is faithful unto 1,000 generations. I would say to those that like to mock God, I would watch your P's and your Q's because he doesn't play when you begin to touch his babies.
That's right.
Yeah.
And those that serve him as well, folks. So those of you that are Christ-like, those of you that are Christians, you must be standing. There's going to be victories following
well,
you.
Where did David bow and tuck tail?
Didn't.
No. He was always under the hand of God. He was meek, right? Power under control. And what was he being established for? To establish
justice.
Light and justice to a nation. And how did he do that? He was sent to the battle. And,
right.
Oh, and let me tell you, too, he was a man after God's own heart. Let's not forget that. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back talking about diplomacy. Ben Franklin said, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Diplomacy is destroying your country, folks. We'll come back with that topic if you'd like to be a part of the show. 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake now. We're going to get one of the members of the Ministry Street Teams from YouCanRunInternational.com, which is a branch off the trunk of this ministry here, Sons of Liberty. His name is Macedonia, and we're trying to get him online right now. We thought the story, did you hear about the story, Jake?
Yeah,
okay. I think it'd be great for the people to hear. He's on his way to Kansas City, and he gets pulled over by a cop. That's all I'll say. I'll let him tell the rest.
Stay tuned.
But, yeah. Hey, one of the things that I wanted to say really quick, too, is because my wife was actually brought the kids to lessons today, and she was telling one of her friends or an acquaintance down at the shop there that, you know, you don't teach kids Christmases about Santa, right? And the other lady said, no, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, when we go shopping, anybody says that we don't believe that. Our kids don't believe that, right? What a confusing message. Mm-hmm. I mean, putting Santa in the place of Christ,
sure.
Putting your kids in the lap of a man that pulls all praise and honor during that season, Christmas season, to a man with a white beard who's from the North Pole, rather than God sending his son, Jesus Christ. What a smack in the face. And so in process, a lady stands up and comes over to Stephanie and says, you know what, I would appreciate it if you guys would just leave your religious views to your own self, because my daughter believes in Santa. And so it was the wrong person to tell it to.
On.
And so my wife kind of dealt with her for a second, and that was pretty much the gist of it. Now, how far it went, I don't know. But I do know that the lady, well, for the most part, she was a wacko.
You know, some people don't, they don't look forward to that. But I look forward to people coming up and saying stupid stuff
who's emboldening these fools to do these kind of things, to, you know, presume that people are just going to stand
down, right?
Yeah. And folks, what's interesting about it is you're having problems in your country because if you are leaving Christ out of Christmas, that's why you're having problems in your country.
Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll deny you also before the Father.
Yeah.
And it's not a good place to put yourself. This is a Christian nation. We know that. And that's why people listen to us all over the world. But now, aside of that, what I did want to say is, last week I had said right before Christmas, isn't it interesting, and let's go through this real quick again, and we'll pull up Massey, that what do they call Thanksgiving, Jake? What do they call Thanksgiving, folks?
I've been practicing this. So okay. They call it Thanksgiving.
Okay. What do they call Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay, good.
I'm getting faster.
Two for two.
Yep.
Okay. Uh-huh. What do they call Columbus Day?
Columbus Day.
This guy's getting good. Yeah. I don't even know what to say anymore. What do they call April Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day. I'm serious. That's it.
Whoa.
That's the one.
He's good. I'd be proud to say that this guy was my dad. What do they call New Year's Day?
New Year's Day.
Halloween?
Halloween.
Independence Day?
Independence Day.
Flag Day?
Flag Day. Happy birthday.
Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Christmas?
Christmas.
What do they call Christmas?
Who's they? Which they are we talking about? The lady at
Let's talk about corporate glasses. America right now. What are they trying?
Happy holidays! Kwanzaa?
No, wait a second.
Hanukkah?
Wait. So it's acceptable to say everything that we're not, but it's unacceptable to who? Here's the question, folks. I've said this before. Who's it unacceptable to? Because that's all I've heard is Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And if they say Happy Holidays after that, fine. Mm-hmm. A-okay.
Sure.
Do the corporations that are actually perpetuating this message to the American people realize that they are undermining themselves? Why do people celebrate Christmas in the first place? And they're trying to get people to say Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas. Who are they undermining?
Uh-huh.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Because
biggest shopping day, and they want to turn it from that.
Thank you. So what happens when people no longer say Christmas? They no longer shop at them places, like a couple places we've already sent a couple letters to. Yeah. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You guys just go ahead and do what you're going to do. I guarantee you the families are going to quit visiting your stores.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what happens? They quit visiting their stores.
And then it's like, oh, wait, but it's Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, where was
that? What about Easter? Let's talk about that for a second. What does a rabbit have to do with Easter? And what does an egg have to do with a rabbit?
I know,
folks, if I'm confounding you right now, 1-877-807-9977, you want to talk about confusion to face? What are you teaching your kids? Or let me say this to my generation. What have our parents and our forefathers, our grandparents, what have they taught us? Easter, what is Easter about, Jake? It's about the
resurrection
of
Christ.
Really?
That's right.
Wow.
No Easter bunnies in that story.
How does that jive?
Eggs?
Well, you know, it bends me the wrong way when you see churches. Have their little egg hunts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you people wonder why you are a powerless mockery in America today when you promulgate that baloney. Easter about a rabbit and an egg has nothing to do with Easter.
No. Easter.
The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yep. Bunnies and eggs. You know what? What a bunch of round heads.
I wonder when that started.
Jake, what a bunch of egg heads.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really. You know, if I see those, that's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
This year, this coming spring, I'm going to just go knock on their door and I'll say, you call yourself a pastor, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor for 20 years. I have credentials, too. What's your problem, man?
You're having a bunny hunt?
Yeah, so year? What?
Okay, well, I think I found the egg, sir. It's on your shoulders. I think that's where it's at. And I'm about ready to knock it off.
Don't do that! Oh,
Jake, is that hate? That's common
hate
sense.
Hate eggheads.
Now, I think we have a celebrity with us named Macedonia. He's the singer for an international band called Junkyard Prophet, Prophet.
Good afternoon, all.
They had a number 3 video. You're not supposed to say anything yet, Massey.
We're introducing you.
They had a number 3 video internationally. Through GCN? No, I'm sorry.
JC.
JC TV, which is not our flame decaying.
Easter bunny.
It is not our claim to fame by any means, because we got third place. Because, folks, for those that didn't know, the original Olympics, there was no such thing as second and third and fourth place. There was only first place or you were worthless.
You either won or you lost.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's no, you know, that, that little gauge system to make everybody feel better.
Everybody wins.
Oh, I don't like that because it shoots for the floor, and I don't like it. Well, everybody's got to win. No, 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 that's not teaching kids to excel. Yeah. Remember the basketball team not too long ago? Was it about 6 months, 9 months ago? It had 100 and some.
Yeah, they were
in basketball,
100
and some, and the coach got mad at the other coach and said, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You, well, practice, goof.
Right.
Get your team out on the floor. What are you laughing about, Massey? We didn't ask you to talk yet.
Yeah. Massey, come
I'm
on.
Not. I'm laughing.
I didn't just hear Massey, did you, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think so. So anyways.
Smell some breath.
Ladies and gentlemen, Macedonio Campos, the singer for Junkyard Prophet. How you doing today, brother?
Hey, Massey.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. What are you, Elvis Presley now, or what's going on here, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I tried.
What happened on the way out to Kansas before you went out there and started hitting the streets?
I was driving, and it was about 2:30 in the morning. I started driving out towards Kansas, and the cop pulled me over, and he said, you were kind of swerving a little bit. I said, I apologize for that.
The cop. Hang on a second, Massey. The cop or a cop?
The cop.
The cop. Okay, so the meaning the what?
The officer, him.
It almost sounds like a conspiracy here.
Yeah, like the cop.
Like he, no, like he followed you from like a helicopter or something.
The cop?
Yeah, the officer proceeded to ask me questions such as, why are your eyes bloodshot? I said, well, I was sleeping for a little bit, but I left my contacts in. He said, oh. He goes, hey, you mind stepping out of the car for a minute? I said, sure. He said, have you been drinking anything, son? That's exactly what I said.
You're starting to break out really bad. Massey, get a better connection, guys. Okay, Massey cannot hear our signal. Kathy, do you want to come in here and tell the story really quick?
Yes.
For the sake of not dragging the show out for the whole hour for Massey? I mean,
so are you going to come in and tell him?
Well, I can tell it from here.
Okay.
He basically got pulled over, and the cop said, have you been drinking, son? He said, no, of course not. I'm in ministry doing some events in Kansas. And so he did the got him out and did the finger test to his eyes, and Massey said his eyes were twitching so bad because he was tired. And then he got the breathalyzer out, and the cop said, can you open this for me, son? And he handed it to Massey, and Massey fumbled it and dropped it on the ground. And then he took the breathalyzer, and the cop started laughing at him and said, wow, you're right, son, you haven't been drinking.
Folks, you got to understand, we're a ministry. That's the furthest thing from anybody's mind. And then the accusation, or at least being questioned for the accusation of drinking and driving, is just so far out there that that's what's humorous about the whole situation.
I think what's so good about it is the fact that he knows that he doesn't drink, and he wasn't drinking. So when the law comes, it's like, I'm not scared of
this. He was friends with
him.
Yeah. Great point.
Thank you for doing your job, Mr. Officer. It's so foreign today. When law comes, people want to duck. You know, move, weave, hide under, cover themselves.
No, we shouldn't do that. We should just, no, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, have the ultimate respect for the law to good cops, amen, because we're on their side.
Mm-hmm.
And so should Christians.
That's right.
We should magnify the law the way Christ did in Isaiah 40. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Diplomacy, diplomacy, diplomacy. Did you hear what I said?
Diplomacy.
You got to tell men things twice.
That's right.
You got to tell men things twice.
Thank you.
Okay.
Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decide to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items such as the My War DVD documentary series to books, CDs, t-shirts, and more with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now listen to what William Booth said. He said, consider the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Now what is that the fruit thereof? That's the fruit thereof of the word called diplomacy. Let me give you the definition to diplomacy. It means authorized by letters or credentials to transact business for a sovereign at a foreign court. Diplomacy, to me, is trying to get the job done in a way where it's not offensive to get the job done. Uh-huh. Instead of saying what needs to be said to get the job done, mm-hmm. you say what you don't mean to try to deceive your way through to get the results that you want. You can't lie and get righteous fruit results.
I think it comes to when diplomacy, I got a different definition. I think there was three meanings of it. But what I understood it as is it's a natural means of, for instance, I go to Spain or something like that, mm-hmm. and their courts are used to, you know, a certain attire when you come in out of respect. It's not an issue of morality, though. You don't tone down your morality. Or when you're eating, you don't belch at the table. You know, those sort of things that in some countries it's customary to do, in other countries it's not. So you learn the customs of people while you're interacting with them. It has nothing to do with morality and toning down your morality to get what you want back. That's almost like a covetous, self-seeking way of going in and being deceptive. it turns into a lie ultimately. So what happens is when you water these things down, or you water down, for example, with when it comes to the things of the Lord or the gospel, you start to water down to get what you're going for, which may be decisions for Jesus or something to promote your church or your ministry or get financial support. You water
down
the moral issues. Exactly.
Yeah, which and is not scriptural at all.
And that diplomacy is always what destroys any nation. Whenever you let down the law, ultimately, moral laws and moral standards, then you let in all sorts of garbage and filth.
Yeah. Diplomacy also means the forms of negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiations.
I negotiate.
Right? Diplomacy is destructive. It has led this country to the ditch. It is the house that is built on the sand, which is un-American. What do we get to hear on the radio on conservatism? Conservatism? What do we hear all the time?
How bad we're getting. And
No, but they're always trying to be diplomatic about whatever they do. They're always trying to negotiate to get the right result. And what they do is they pull out the teeth to set the record straight.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Benjamin Franklin said, or meant when he said, or defined out diplomacy as seduction in another guise. Mm-hmm. So how would you have taken that?
I would have taken it that way, too, because it's just like you take, oh, who was it? Freedom is never, no, we just read that one. Basically, what happens is everything that comes into that are good things, the greatest tyrannies, here we go, by Thomas Paine. The greatest tyrannies are always perpetuated in the name of the noblest causes.
Right.
Or perpetrated, however you want
to
pronounce
that. That's the definition of diplomacy right there to me.
Here and comes I mean the noble cause.
In the negative sense, not the positive.
That's right. Because there is a true positive meaning for diplomacy, but it's what man has done to it. It's just like the love of Jesus. Well, what is that? Most people think, wow, it means I can do whatever I want. This is great. Woo, the love of Jesus kind of thing. No, that's not what
it means. That's licentiousness.
You just destroyed the meaning of it. And same thing with diplomacy. But whenever something comes in that's wicked, do you think it's going to come in and say that I'm wicked? Here I am. I'm here to take your rights. I'm here to overtax you. I'm here to take your children. I'm here to be the
two horns on my head and a tail and a fork.
A pitchfork. Yep. Yeah. We're coming in, baby. No one's going to go for that.
Well, that's where I'm bringing diplomacy right now, because if you go back, let's go back to the 60s, for example.
Yep.
Martin Luther King, he was meeting both with President Kennedy and his brother Robert, and they were in process to ask Mr. Martin Luther King to please bring it to the courts rather than to the streets to handle the situations concerning civil rights of the day. Martin knew that they wouldn't handle it, and if they would handle it, the only thing they would do is kick the can down the road.
Yeah.
People around Martin Luther King wanted him, listen carefully, folks, people around Martin Luther King wanted him to bring it to the courts because very few were willing to lay it down for the people the way Martin Luther King was. Now, after all, diplomacy has many faces, and we need to keep that in context. This is one, for example, this one was, let someone else take care of the problem to those that were around Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Diplomacy I'm talking about. Or, well, someone else, remember the blacks were slaves, see how someone took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's what happens with diplomats that don't deal with the issues the way that they should be dealt with in a righteous manner. So what happens? They end up as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you wait? Well, MLK came in and said, you know what? The right time to do the right thing is right now. And then he talks about how time was neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And before he said the right time to do the right thing is right now is when he started to talk about how time is neutral. Folks, where do we get this thought from that we're supposed to make things better tomorrow rather than today, and yet we hear this all day, talking about diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back to MLK. Through diplomacy, they were told the blacks were separate but equal. Again, see how the courts took care of it through diplomacy. In other words, going for rather than going for the absolute answers, they did it diplomatically. They gave it over to those that were perverting the meaning of law in the first place. And so they had separate but equal. There's nothing equal about it. Yeah, they were separated, but there was nothing equal about it. So Martin Luther King said, I must take it to the people, to Mr. Kennedy at the time, Robert and John F. Kennedy, because he knew that the courts would only tie things up until things cooled down and the people would soon forget.
That's right.
That's why we can't forget about what takes place today, because if we deal with the issues at hand tomorrow, we're not going to have to worry about them. Folks, when we set the fear of God in the hearts of men, they're not going to commit the crimes again. And what happens is we're seeing corrupt judges all day undo our Republican form of law, the Mosaic Institution, common law. And what happens? Well, it encourages people to go ahead and commit the crime.
Yep.
You know, three strikes and you're out, so on and so forth. Licentiousness, without restraints for the moral law. And so, again, what did Martin do? He did the right thing. He said, listen, he told Robert and John that I have to take it to the people because, again, he knew that the courts would only tie things up. And listen to this, though. He also knew that the courts would only tie things up until things cooled down. And again, the people would soon forget. And that is until there was another lynching.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about civil rights and diplomacy back in the day. Why is it that we have to wait for somebody to die or something drastic to happen before people wake up to the fact that something has to be done? In other words, bring forth judgment unto righteousness so we can have peace in this nation. How many ministries are birthed throughout the world every day? They didn't really care until it happened to them. Courts that are throwing off the chains of the Constitution on a daily basis, wait until it happens to them. And let's see how quick they are then to throw off the law when it happens to one of their own kids or to their wife or to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Things change. It's a spiritual law. You reap what you sow. You really do. So, for example, if diplomacy goes, so does segregation. Speaking of diplomacy and civil rights, diplomacy goes and so does compromise. And that's really the word that I'd parallels to diplomacy in this context.
Yeah.
Diplomacy goes and we'll have sure footing in our covenants. Where's that sure footing today, folks? You're letting diplomats and diplomacy get in the way of what needs to be done. We see it all day long. We've just seen it again during the Christmas break. What were the politicians doing? The president was holding them over to pass his agenda.
Yep.
And what did they do? They do it when people are taking the breaks. And Jake, you said it to me on Christmas Day. It's the most vulnerable time for the American people to go to sleep is during the holidays because that's when your enemy is most vigilant.
That's exactly right. He's going to be working the hardest when he knows that you're not expecting it. That's what any enemy does. That's what taking a man by surprise does. Especially when they know that they don't. For example, George Washington in the battle where he came across the river during the fog, or many of his surprise attacks, as they called it, he had to rely upon surprise attacks because he didn't have the manpower to come up and confront his enemy and overpower them. So surprise attacks are exactly what your enemy does, and the reason they do it is because they know they don't have the frontal power to come right up to you and address you. They've got to do it in the darkness, or they've got to do it behind closed doors because they know they'll never win if they come straight on.
Can you imagine the Band of Brothers, 101st Airborne, back in 1944 when they were holding the line of Bastogne? Can you imagine it being Christmas Day? Just put yourself in the position here, folks. Can you imagine the 101st holding the line on Bastogne, and then on Christmas Day, they walk up to the general and say, hey, listen, we got to go home and hang out with our families.
Yeah.
How would that go over, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
The Germans would say, oh, yeah, now is our opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But our boys back in the day, they wouldn't back up. They wouldn't move. They held the line. Mm-hmm. And why did they hold the line? Because they knew that they must be vigilant all the more during those times of danger and vulnerability. And so they did. And, folks, that's why, Jake, I thought that was a great point when you brought it up. People have to stay vigilant all year long.
Yeah.
And what is the price of liberty?
Mm-hmm.
Vigilance. Eternal vigilance. That's right.
You sacrifice that, your penalty is slavery. And just like our band of brothers, for example, or our brave men and women that don't give up the line on Christmas Day, it's so that you can have a Christmas Day. That should turn into gratitude and love for what they're doing and what they're protecting, and it should turn into action on our behalf to protect our rights and our liberties that we have right now in our country.
All the time.
And ultimately, Christ. I mean, that's redemption. You don't have redemption. You've never experienced redemption. You've never experienced faith. You've never believed unless you have that power within you that's working constantly to do or to apprehend that which you are apprehended of. You don't actually see Christ if it's okay to continue to sin. You don't actually know who Christ is as if it's okay for Christ's enemies to exalt themselves in your nation and for you to say, well, God will take care of it. You don't
actually
know who
He
is.
He does take care of it. He takes care of it through judgment.
Exactly. And you want to be a part of that when you want to vindicate that blood of Christ because it was the blood of your Savior, yours personally.
That's why I think it's so, I think it's such a form of disrespect and disgrace on the behalf of the American people to see the boys come back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, just recently they came back from Iraq. And by the way, it's not our job to police the world, America.
Yeah.
But they were under, they were under the notion that they were there fighting to uphold the Constitution because that's what they swore to uphold, so help me God, and they did that. What's disgraceful, I believe, is the American people letting our country be divided while they're over there supposedly trying to establish democracy throughout the world. That's disgraceful stuff.
It is disgraceful.
And we shouldn't be doing that. So let's be far from diplomacy. Yeah? You got Bradley and Jay. Folks, again, one more segment, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
You are making this fun, Luann.
Become a son or daughter of liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know, it's interesting. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It's interesting. When Moses went, just think about this. Moses was the meekest man alive, but how does the professing church portray Moses?
He was just patient. He prayed for people.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting? God took Moses, broke him down to nothing, because God can create out of nothing. Until God can create.
God creates out of nothing.
And until you are nothing.
And create nothing out of you.
That's exactly right, said Martin Luther.
Yep. Very smart man.
Thank you. Man, thank you for smart. Picking that up, Jake. Moses was appointed to go to the face of Pharaoh, the king of the world at the time, to confront him, and God was going to bring judgments to him. But how do you hear it? The church, through its diplomacy, what do?
Moses was so meek.
Totally.
Oh.
But Moses wants
God did it all for him.
Yeah, he just sat around and did a whole lot of nothing. Them 300 million people, or 3 million people did. Moses went to the face of Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." He didn't ask. He told them to. Moses didn't play the hypocrite. He wasn't being diplomatic. He demanded as to what he heard from the word of the Lord to give to Pharaoh.
He represented the God that sent him.
That's right.
God doesn't ask permission from pharaohs.
Yeah.
Or kings.
Oh, will you please? I mean, I know I created you and everything else.
What about David? Can you imagine when David went out to the battlefield and seen Saul with all of his armor and all the, I don't want to call him the mighty men of Saul, because they were all afraid of Goliath, the son of Gath. They were afraid of him. Here's a little 14-year-old kid coming out and saying, hey, listen, who is it that defies the armies of the living God? Can you imagine David walking over to Goliath and trying to negotiate?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to give you some more titles and lands. Mm-hmm. That's not what he said. He said, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? David went to the defense of Israel and directly to the face of Goliath. He didn't stop to negotiate a little bit. He didn't ask for permission to go to the field. He wanted to honor his God, and he wanted to honor his people. Mm-hmm. Even Saul, who later on wanted to try to take him out, which is symbolic of the church today in America.
Yeah.
If anybody has a living faith, they want to basically ostracize you.
Mm-hmm.
You were just telling us about William Booth, Salvation Army. 7,000 people were saved. The Methodist Church back in the day in the 1900s didn't like it, so they ostracized William and Catherine Booth.
Yeah.
They weren't ostracizing William and Catherine Booth. God was ostracizing the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Got one of the biggest ministries in the world today. By the way, what you see with the Salvation Army today is not what William and Catherine Booth
They were a force.
Brought forth. Not even close.
Yeah, who is this man eating with sinners and tax collectors? I mean, give me a break.
I say away with diplomacy because it's the great soul stealer. You know, wasn't it Charles Finney that said, if you want to make sure people don't get saved, don't point the finger?
Mm-hmm.
Yet Charles Spurgeon comes along and says, hey, listen, God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. Conscience means with knowledge. You give them a knowledge of their sin before God to establish the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. A filial fear, folks. A son and a daughter to their father, not with a legal cast. If there's a fear at work in your life that pushes you away from God, it's diabolical.
Yeah.
It's not healthy at all. Sinners should be afraid of God. That's why they should go to Jesus Christ and receive salvation. That's right.
You know, I'm just thinking of the way diplomacy. I do that once in a while.
All right.
It's a good thing. I was just thinking of diplomacy in terms of how we teach our next generation. And I've got this story in front of me, which I think is a good story.
Well, let's not change gears.
No, I think it actually goes in line with this. This young girl who's 6 years old, knowing what's right and wrong, knowing that Christmas is about Christ, goes and wants to give to her classmates a pencil that says, Happy Birthday, Jesus, and a bracelet that says, Merry Christmas. Little six-year-old girl.
A model of heaven.
That's right.
Yeah.
Knowing what's right and wrong. Knowing all of those things. Her parents knowing as well. So she goes to give it out. Principal and teacher stops and says, well, no, we can't do that here.
Yeah.
You can't hand those out.
Said somebody.
Says.
I heard it on.
It's like I seen it on the news.
MSNBC or something like that.
That's right, because I watch that every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm an educator, and they told me that at my university that I went to, too.
Yeah.
So listen, little six-year-old. So the parents could have came and said, well, you know, let's just talk about this. Can my daughter still give the bracelets? What if she does it after school? Would that be okay? Then you just taught your six-year-old daughter.
That's right.
How to diplomatically take the pith and marijuana
Thank
and everything.
You. That's right.
But instead, the ACLJ, and I think they do some good things.
They do.
Comes up, writes a letter to the school and says, you know, we just caught wind of this. You better deal with it quick or we're
Amen.
Coming after you.
Amen.
So little principal puts his tail between his legs.
That's right.
Shuts off MSNBC. That's right.
Where it should be.
Shuts off MSNBC. Maybe he wrote to MSNBC.
Oh,
what should I do?
And if the righteous throughout the land would just simply do that, we wouldn't have any issues with these little loudmouths.
Just
ones and twos.
You don't got to do much, do you?
No.
You just got to refuse to compromise with them.
Well, you know what? Why not compromise? I mean, it's only the blood of the veterans, Jake.
Exactly.
I mean, they fight, bleed,
That's
and die
right.
to establish and to ratify the Constitution.
Where's your compromise?
But in America, who cares? We didn't even have time to read the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. Why would we want to read them? Because a lot of people died for you, folks. That's
right.
Why you want to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take it to Scripture. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition, that means attached to the old customs, from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Amen.
And what are we seeing today? And let me just add on to your story right there. Most men today seal their testimony in their riches. The preacher is now holding back the truth because he wants to make sure he can get your check every week to keep his doors open. Is he a preacher? No, he's a traitor now. and he's a traitor in such a fast that he is a part of the crucifixion of Christ himself. He's no longer a preacher. He's a hireling. He lets the wolves in. He lets the flock be destroyed. He's even willing to tell a little six-year-old girl that's correcting and reproving him to shut her mouth and just fall in line. After all, the last one, two, three, four, five generations have done it. So little girl, don't you dare, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, give forth perfected praise unto God. I'm going to stop that before it goes to God. No. Back up. Christians seal it in their blood. Real Christians do. In the blood of Christ. And it's funny, when you see the rich walk in a counterfeit authority, they think that they and their authority lies in their money, when it's not. Folks, we deal with people that have finances all the day. For the most part, really good guys. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, every once in a while, you get the guy that's got money, and he thinks he's going to run the show. Mm-hmm. No. Your authority's not found there, bro. Mine's found in the testimony of Jesus Christ, not in what you're going to do with your money, because my ministry is not for sale.
That's right.
So if you don't like that, you better go find another ministry to try to control, because it ain't flying here, because diplomacy is not in the equation in the Word of God nowhere. Everything is black and it's white. Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of your mouth. Take your money and run with it.
I'm not sure.
Because we don't want it.
I'm not sure if Moses needed to take a collection to build a bridge across the Red Sea. God doesn't need that. God doesn't need that. Oftentimes, the Lord will allow you to partake. No.
You mean, we got to take place. This is going to be a spendy project. We got to get across that sea.
Yeah, if you keep in mind, now, folks, tell me I'm lying, because it was Aaron that built the calf. Mm-hmm. And why did he do it? Because he wanted to please men rather than God. He feared the people, it says. Mm-hmm. Right? They didn't wait for the word of the Lord to come through Moses, so they did it their own way. And what happened? They got in trouble. Yep. What's happening today in America? They're not waiting for the word of the Lord, and they're trying to do it their own way through a golden calf. Hey, look at all this money has made us.
Yeah.
And they glory in their brand new buildings. Talking about diplomacy.
Yeah.
And what do? They leave off everything. And I've said this, and I'll say it again. It doesn't bother me so much as what they do say. It's what they leave unsaid and undone that bothers me. And I'll tell you what they have forsaken is the law of God.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the moral law, not ceremonial law.
Mm-hmm.
And it jacks me up. Because they can't preach what they preach if they were preaching, thou shalt not covet.
Yeah.
They couldn't beg for money for 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's what they avoid.
Or, now the new thing is can we marry men and men and women and women?
Well,
That's
a theological topic.
Way to pervert Scripture. And isn't it interesting that when man perverts Scripture, talking about diplomacy, isn't it interesting when they create the God to suit their sins? They forgot number two, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, right?
Yeah.
A God to suit your sins, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, having other gods, taking his name in vain, dishonoring your parents, killing through anger, committing adultery through the look, whatever the case might be. Isn't it interesting that God always looks just like them?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, who even needs a God? I mean, I'm...
Why should they tell the truth anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they think people... It's like they think things are getting better or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They forgot about when they had to grind up that little golden calf.
Jake.
Drink it.
Totally. God made him drink it after Moses stamped it up. That's right.
They'll eat it.
But I think they act like it's their birthday or something.
Yeah, running around,
talking about diplomacy.
Like it's their birthday.
I mean, they gloat when they should be ashamed.
That's right.
I don't understand that.
And
they got mud all over their face, and they walk around like everybody thinks they're all that in a bag of chips with their phylacteries.
Yes.
Huh?
We will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the hateful words and actions of bad people, but for the appalling silence of good people.
What did Edmund Burke say? Evil prevails because good men do nothing. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We love you by what we do. Tune in. Give us a call. Hey, we got to give you something all the time for you to give us a call. What's going on with that, huh?
Come on, get your call on.
Of course, I'm just playing. We'll talk to you tomorrow.